Welcome to Sealing God's People with your host, Dennis Beard. Talking about the truth of the present proceeding Word of God, what is God doing now? Well, many will say, well, there's nothing there except the pre-tribulation rapture, and then all the great tribulation will come upon natural Israel. But when we take a true look at the Word of God, we find that's just not the case. In Revelation 7, what God is doing now is sealing His people. Then on the 19th of January, 2019, while we were preaching at a Transmara, Kenya, Maasai Tribal Church, we had a visitation from our Lord Jesus Christ. I've only had three during my 47 years in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Himself. During this time, they're preaching, after about a four-hour service, coming out of the church, going back to the vehicle, beginning to leave Transmara, Kenya, the Lord came on a visitation very, very strongly in visions for about 2 hours. The bottom line was, He said, "Seal my people by my word. Even as I send my angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, so send I you." We were greatly moved by that, starting our podcast with our own app, Sealing God's People, from that time forward. Now, that's been 5 years ago. Many have turned in to the thousands, especially in Africa, India, downloads in the United States, not counting China and other than the Middle Eastern countries. Where and what is God doing now is sealing His servants. Now, the question is, who are the servants of God? Who are they? Well, we're told that there's a pre-tribulation rapture in Revelation 4, verse 1, and that God is sealing the tribulation saints, which is the nation of Israel, the natural Israelites. That's just not the case. Now, let's take a look where they preclude that there is a rapture in Revelation 4, verse 1. As we read it right from the King James Version text, it says, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." Now, that's not a rapture. Nowhere does it infer a rapture. When He says, "Come up hither," it's higher revelation. Just as we see in Revelation 12, "I saw a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, a moon under her feet, upon her head a crown of 12 stars." That's the man child that she birthed during the time of great tribulation. The church is still here. That is so in truth, as we see Revelation 7 being the truth, reading Revelation 7, verse 1, 2, and 3, which most leave out when referring to chapter 7 of Revelation, stating, "And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree." Verse 2. "And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying," verse 3, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." Now, the nation of Israel, for the most part, blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. The servants of God is the church of the living God, called to be saints, sanctified, holy, both spirit, soul, and body. This is the church. God is sealing His servants, the church of the living God, for those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. They're full grown. They're not just little children. The newborn babes desire then sincere milk of the word, they may grow thereby. But then they grow to little children. They don't stay babies. Then he said, I write to you little children because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake, and you've known the Father. 1 John 2:12-14. But these have gone on, fullness to the measure of the stature of Jesus into a perfect man. Then, as John states in his epistle, I write unto you young men, because the word of God is strong in you, and you've overcome the wicked one. That's Revelation, the second and third chapter. Then, the final growth state in the church, not the nation of Israel, the church of the living God, stating, I write unto you fathers, because you have known him that's from the beginning. John in his epistle again states it the second time. I have written unto you fathers because you have known him that's from the beginning. The him that's from the beginning is the church of the living God and the fullness of the measure of the stature of Jesus. And him that's from the beginning is the word of God. In John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, where the word was with God, the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. These are the ones that have taken the little book out of the angel's hand and have eaten all of it, being sweet to the mouth and bitter to the belly. These are the ones that will prophesy again before many nations, kindreds, tongues, and kings in the last day, everlasting gospel being preached unto all the world for a witness unto all nations. The era has been grossly proclamated that this is the nation Israel that's being sealed. No, it's the servants of the living God that are being sealed, which is the church that has grown to the fullness of the measure of the stature of Jesus, which are the four beasts, are the four living creatures before the throne of God. We, the church, are made to sit together in these heavenly places. God is doing it now. Those that are interested in these things and the proceeding word of God in the present truth, please contact us. God has sanctioned us, commanded us, literally to seal his people by his word, not for any of our righteousness or our holiness, but for his name's sake. He has commissioned us to do so. If you feel a witness in your spirit from the Holy Ghost, please contact me so we can get together and we can deliver this to you, to your church, to your community, to your nation. Until the next time, this is Brother Dennis Beard saying, behold, the real Jesus.